Mongu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fans.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, for DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolopolo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today. Across the continent, the family meets once again. From Ivory Coast to Tanzania, Nigeria to Zambia, everyone's got something to play for. From 21st December to 18th January, everybody gathers for Africa's biggest football tournament. 24 countries, 52 games. It's the Africa Cup of Nations Morocco 2025. Join our family live on SuperSport. Available on DSTV and GoTV.
Feel the power.
Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka.
Feel the power.
Power. 91.3 FM.
Hello, Zambia. Big news from MTN Home. If you're looking for fast, reliable internet at a price that won't break the bank, MTN has just dropped the cost of its uncapped bundles starting 1st November. And you can get 20 megabytes per you can get 20 megabytes per second, and this is actually amazing. You get 20 megabytes per second for only 700 kwacha, 30 megabytes per second for 850 kwacha, and 50 megabytes per second for just 1000 kwacha. Now, MTN also simplified their offers and phased out the older 5 and 10 megabytes per second packages, so you get faster speeds and better value. To buy or renew, just use the MTN app, Momo app, or simply dial *117# or *115# need a 5G router. Well, you can actually call 076-0600-005. Switch to MTN Home, more speed for less.
Yo, what's up? It's Mutale Mwanza, a.k.a. the M-Nation, baby.
It's M-Nene.
And you're listening to Power FM 91.3. Hits all day.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A Chinese national shot dead in Lusaka's Woodlands area. Opposition Citizens First President Harry Kalava to prioritize Zambians. In international news, Tanzania cancels Independence Day celebrations after calls for protests. And in sports, Esther Piri announces the Esther Piri Boxing Academy and Youth Empowerment Center.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Ntema. A 56-year-old Chinese national has been shot and killed in Lusaka's Woodlands area. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilawi confirmed the incident and identified the victim as Yu Bin. Mr. Chilawi said the incident happened yesterday around midday, shortly after the victim had withdrawn money from a bank. According to police, Mr. Yu was attacked outside the gate of his home by suspects who are believed to have trailed him from the banking area. Mr. Chilawi stated that the attackers fled on an unregistered motorbike, and police have since launched a manhunt for the suspects. Opposition Citizens First President Harry Kalaba has reiterated that his party will prioritize Zambians by putting them at the center stage in benefiting from the country's natural wealth once it forms government next year. Mr. Kalaba says his administration would reserve certain sectors of the economy exclusively for citizens, while foreign investors would only participate through partnerships led by Zambians. Speaking when he featured on Power to the People on Power FM in Kabwe, Mr. Kalaba said local entrepreneurs would be given tax incentives, arguing that current trends of offering tax holidays to foreign investors, disadvantages citizens. He warned that allowing the nation's wealth to remain in the hands of foreign entities poses the risk of Zambia losing control of its economy. Meanwhile, the opposition leader has pledged to uphold media freedom, saying the press will not be gagged but will be allowed to self-regulate. He emphasized the importance of access to information, noting that an independent media is critical to the country's governance and development.
So if I'm not wise, we can tell you, Butila, we still maintain self-regulation of the media is critical. We will not play with that. We are not going to guard the media. Look, I mean, access to freedom of information, it's a number one thing that will enhance. Pantu, ukusuminisha no kusta aid at stretch, tika two different things. Imwe mufiremu akwata access to any information that you need. Mufiremu akwata maikwata, and imwe mwenye maikwata self-regulate. It is important for us, kuchi indika you the journalist.
In another development, prominent constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front PF presidential contender Makhebi Zulu is disappointed that 8.3 billion kwacha was unaccounted for as captured in the 2023 Auditor General's report on CDF, warning that if not carefully managed, the CDF would become a financing tool for cadres, with only those connected to them participating. He is also concerned that 9.4 billion kwacha was diverted to unauthorized CDF projects, hence questioning government's push for an unusual increase in budget allocation despite rampant abuse. Mr. Zulu has therefore warned those cited for mismanagement of CDF in the 2023 Auditor General's report due to failure to recover loans, account for funds, and changes to projects without approval will be held accountable. He stated that the Auditor General's report revealed that examples of theft were also noted where individuals added themselves as beneficiaries to siphon funds. Mr. Zulu pointed out that the majority of councils failing to recover loans are in UPND strongholds, raising concerns about possible patronage and abuse. He observed that 8 out of the 10 provinces had utilization rates lower than 50% for community projects. Meanwhile, he proposed that if elected president of Zambia next year, he would involve the media and the church and NGOs to closely monitor the implementation of CDF for it to achieve its intended purpose.
We must all be deeply disappointed by the findings of the 2023 Auditor General's report on the Constituency Development Fund. 8.3 billion kwacha remains unaccounted for. 9.4 billion kwacha was diverted to unauthorized projects. This is not just mismanagement, it is betrayal of public trust. We must restore transparency and accountability. The report highlights failures to recover loans, failure to account for funds, and unauthorized changes to projects. If we don't act now, CDF will become nothing more than a financing tool for cadres. Zambia deserves better.
Zambia joins the rest of the world in observing the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, GBV. GBV trends in the country are on the rise.